Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Potty Training for Boys Say Goodbye to Diapers in 3 Days, Stress-Free Toddler Toilet Training by Jane York is a parenting guide focused on early childhood toilet training, with a specific emphasis on boys and on an intensive 3-day approach. Based on the title and the available reference material, the book belongs to the practical how-to category rather than a theory-driven parenting work. Its purpose is to help parents move a toddler from diapers to toilet use through a structured short-term process that aims to reduce uncertainty and stress. The book appears to sit within the popular 3-day potty training tradition, which relies on preparation, close supervision, consistent routines, and clear reinforcement. Because detailed book-specific data is limited, the most reliable reading is that it offers a straightforward method for caregivers who want an organized plan, especially when they are looking for guidance tailored to boys in common training challenges such as readiness, accident, and the transition from dependence to self-initiated bathroom use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 3-day toilet training framework built around intensive parent involvement. The central promise suggested by the book is a compressed 3-day training window, which places it squarely in the intensive potty training genre. This kind of method is not about passive learning over weeks or months. It depends on the caregiver being present, attentive, and ready to respond immediately to signals and accidents. The logic is that toddlers learn faster when the diaper is removed as a default option and bathroom behavior is practiced repeatedly in a short span. That approach can be effective because it creates strong repetition and reduces ambiguity for the child. It also makes the parent's role more explicit. The adult must control the environment, watch patterns closely, and keep the child engaged with the process. The strength of this structure is clarity, since families often want a concrete plan rather than vague encouragement. Its limitation is that the method requires real-time commitment and does not suit every household or every toddler, especially if readiness is low or routines are inconsistent. Secondly, boy-specific guidance likely reflects common differences in early toilet habits. The title signals that the book is not written as a generic toilet training manual, but as one aimed specifically at boys. That matters because many parents look for guidance on practical issues that can arise more often with boys, such as how to begin with sitting rather than standing, how to manage aiming later, and how to keep the process simple at the start. A boy-focused guide can also help parents avoid assuming that male children should be trained in the same way or on the same timeline as sisters or older siblings. In practice, this kind of book is usually most useful when it frames toilet use as a progression, first learning body awareness, then learning to use the toilet reliably, and only afterward handling more advanced habits. The likely value here is reduction of confusion. Parents do not need a theory-heavy explanation, and they need a sequence of steps that fits a toddler boy's developmental stage and minimizes cleanup, resistance, and mixed signals. The book's boy-specific framing suggests practical adaptation rather than a one-size-fits-all model. Thirdly, readiness, not age alone, is the foundation of the method. The broader potty training sources connected to this topic consistently emphasize readiness markers, and that is likely an important part of this book as well. In structured potty training, success depends less on a child's exact age and more on whether the child can follow simple directions, stay dry for periods of time, recognize bodily signals, and show some interest in the toilet or in being more independent. This matters because the 3-day model can look deceptively simple. If the child is not ready, the process may become frustrating for both parent and toddler, leading to repeated accidents, resistance, or a sense that the method failed when the timing was the real issue. A serious potty training guide, therefore, usually encourages parents to assess readiness before starting and to treat the method as a developmental tool rather than a race. That perspective is important because it reduces pressure and increases the chance that the short intensive period will establish a stable routine instead of a temporary experiment. Fourthly, environmental setup and routine control do much of the work. Books in this category typically rely on practical preparation rather than complicated psychology, and that is one of the clearest strengths of the 3-day approach. Parents are usually advised to prepare the home in advance, remove the diaper default, keep the child close, and make the bathroom easy to access. The logic is behavioral if the child is repeatedly exposed to the same cues in the same environment. The association between bodily signals and toilet use becomes easier to learn. This also explains why many potty training guides recommend simple clothing, frequent bathroom trips, and a predictable schedule during the training period. For parents, the method is appealing because it converts a vague milestone into a series of manageable tasks. The downside is that the training period can be intense, especially in busy households or homes with limited space. Still, environmental control is not a minor detail. it is one of the main mechanisms that allows a short method to work at all. Lastly, stress reduction depends on consistency, reinforcement, and realistic expectations. The stress-free language in the title suggests that the book tries to lower parental anxiety as much as it teaches toilet skills. In practice, that usually means setting clear expectations, responding to accidents calmly, and using positive reinforcement to make progress visible. Even strong 3-day methods rarely mean a child is fully accident-free in 72 hours, and nighttime dryness usually develops later than daytime control. A useful guide in this category should therefore balance ambition with patience, making clear that early progress is only one stage in a longer developmental process. This is where the book's practical value may be strongest. It likely gives parents a plan that feels structured without pretending that every child will behave identically. That balance is what makes a training guide actually usable in family life. In conclusion, Potty Training for Boys: Say Goodbye to Diapers in 3 Days. Stress-free toddler toilet training is best suited for parents or caregivers who want a direct, action-oriented approach to daytime toilet training and who are comfortable with a concentrated method rather than a gradual, open-ended one. Its main appeal is practical. It promises structure, a short timeline, and a boy-centered angle that can help families address common early training questions without having to assemble advice from multiple sources. Readers looking for a highly theoretical treatment of child development will probably find it less relevant than caregivers who want a step-by-step household plan. In its category, the book stands out mainly through its combination of speed, specificity, and simplicity. Many potty training books focus broadly on readiness or gentle transitions, while this one appears to emphasize a compact training window and a stress-reducing routine tailored to boys. That positioning makes it especially useful for families who want to commit to a focused start and prefer clear, usable guidance over broad parenting discussion. The book's value lies in turning a common milestone into a manageable process with concrete expectations. If you would like to support Jane York, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.